I am so proud to accept the endorsement of the Working Families Party.
Nixon told the enthusiastic crowd of progressive and activist groups that New York would be different if she were in charge. She promised to end cash bail, make New York a sanctuary state for immigrants, and phase out fossil fuels.
When I am governor, I will push this state ambitiously, aggressively, toward 100% renewable energy economy. And along the way, we will create the thousands of green jobs in every part of this state, starting with those communities that have been hardest hit by the corporate polluters.
Cuomo's campaign announced Friday night that the governor would end his quest to win the party's nomination. He was endorsed by the party in 2010 and again in 2014, but the progressive wing of the group had increasing reservations about the governor. Executive Director Bill Lipton says many in the party blame Cuomo for the continued control of the state Senate by Republicans, saying Cuomo didn't do enough to help Democrats win seats and mend differences.
For 8 years, we tried to work with Andrew Cuomo to transform New York into a truly progressive state. For 8 years, he broke his promises and kept the Republicans in power in the state Senate, blocking critical legislation for affordable housing, women's equality, and criminal justice reform.
The governor now says he supports Democratic control of the Senate. Just before Cuomo dropped out, two major remaining unions in the party announced that they were withdrawing, and other union leaders released stinging rebukes, calling the Working Families Party phony lifestyle progressives and saying the party was a cynical ploy to use the unions to drive a radical agenda. Lipton says the unions were bullied by Cuomo into leaving the party. He says he was in a meeting where Cuomo threatened union leaders that he would no longer take their calls if they continued their association with the party. There were also published reports that said the governor urged unions to withdraw funding from the community groups. Nixon, speaking to reporters after the speech, says that is going too far.
The part of this week that has troubled me the most is the threats that we have heard coming to defund not only the Working Families Party, but the community groups that have failed to endorse the governor. I don't think the governor's demand for loyalty should go that far. I think this is a democracy, and I think people should endorse the people they want to endorse and not have their livelihoods threatened because of it.
The Working Families Party also endorsed New York City Councilman Jumaane Williams for lieutenant governor. Williams and Nixon say they are not yet ready, though, to run as a team. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.